Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the New Covenant, we're not supposed to put out fleeces. Well, Lord, if you want me to do this, then you do this. Let this happen. Lord, if you want me to do it, if this is really you, then let three red cars pass by my house, one after another. Lord, if this is not you, close the door so I can't do it. That's wrong praying. I said that's wrong praying. You're not supposed to pray that way. You're not supposed to try to be led that way, because that is being led by external things. Yes. That's the problem. Somebody said, well, Gideon put out a fleece. I know it. Gideon wasn't even born again. Right. You couldn't tell Gideon be led by the Spirit, brother. Right. Wasn't available to him. Right. He knew it was real, but he didn't really know who was dealing with him. But in the New Covenant, in Romans 8, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They didn't know God as Father. They didn't know that son-father relationship. It was more servant, creator in the first covenant. But now, we're not just servants, we're sons. We've been born again into the family. And He sent forth His Spirit into our hearts. The Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And as sons of God, we can expect to be, ought to be, led by the Spirit of God. Well, where is He? He's inside us. Children of God should be internally led. Not externally. Internally. I'm still talking about the enemy hindering. If you're led externally, you're going to be easily hindered. It's frustrating to me to see people, even ministers, knocked out of things so easily. We've had numerous people call us and tell us, boy, the Lord dealt with us to come to y'all's marriage meeting. The Lord dealt with us to come to your week of increase. The Lord dealt with us to be with you in this meeting on the road or whatever. And they're not there. And what happened? Well, so-and-so had a runny nose, and so-and-so needed a pair of shoes, and I had let my yard go and needed to get it caught up. And well, you are weak and easily deterred. And some people say, well, it just didn't seem like it was coming together, and, you know, it just, I guess it just wasn't the Lord. You ever heard that? I guess it just, well, just because you didn't do something He led you to do doesn't prove it was God's will. Amen. No, you have to have some persistence. You have to watch about this closed door, open door stuff. Well, Lord, if you want me to go through, open the door. If not, close the door. No, you need to be to where if God directs you to do something on the inside, if you come to the door and it is closed and locked and barred, that you stand there and knock and believe God till it opens up. And even though it is open, you're not to be led by opportunities.
Right. That's right.
Well, it's a great opportunity. That doesn't mean it's a leading for you.
Amen.
I don't care if both doors are wide open and there are people beckoning you to come in. That doesn't mean it's the Lord.
Amen.
And you're supposed to stop before you go in and go, Lord, I see that both doors are open and they're beckoning me to come in, but is this you?
Amen.
How am I going to know? Inside.
Yes.
Inside.
Yes.
Children of God should be internally led. Now, if this is new to you, don't throw it away. Don't get aggravated with me. Find out about what it means to be led by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
We got a lot of material on the subject. If you're interested in it, you can download it for free, no charge, on the internet. We spent, what was the name of the series? Spirit-led life, 1 and 2.
Yes.
To us, it's very important.
Yes.
We take being led by the Spirit very seriously around here. I don't know how people make it without it. Well, they don't. Not really. It is so, so important. In 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, we said the enemy can hinder. He can do some stuff in this natural realm. But if you are persistent and stand and won't quit, if you'll believe God, can he stop you? No, he can't. I said, no, he can't. If you won't quit, he cannot stop you. It is not within his power. It is not within his ability. If you're doing what the Lord directed you to do and believe in God, and for him to stop you, he'd have to be bigger than God. And he's not. He ain't even close. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. That's why when we resist him, he flees every time. That's why God has made us more than conquerors. And he always causes us to triumph.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I think a fella could preach in here this morning.
Go ahead.
Just in a little bit. Did you find your scripture? 1 Thessalonians, 4th chapter. I'm excited about this today because it is, I believe we'll have another revelation and another manifestation of the Spirit of God teaching us how to love. Somebody say, I'm getting this. I'm getting this. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 9. He said, as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write to you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Taught of God to love one another. The New Living says God himself has taught you to love one another. He said, and indeed, verse 10, you do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. The Message Bible says you're already good at it. The latter part of it says keep it up. Get better and better at it. And that's the sense that I had with you, with the Faith Life family. You're already doing it. We hear reports all the time. You ministering the love of God to people, helping people. But have we arrived at this? Oh, no, we've just begun. And one mistake that Christians make all the time is they think because they have heard about love that they're good at it. You know, just because you heard about driving a car doesn't mean you're good at driving a car. Just because I heard about flying an airplane don't mean I'm good at it. How are you going to get good at it? You got to do it and you got to work at it. Right? Month after month and year after year, you got to see where you're not doing so good. Make adjustments. You got to learn new things and put them into practice. Tweak it. Improve it. Change it. That's how you get better. If you're not changing, you're not getting better. Do you have any interest at getting better at walking in love? You know, a lot of people are not as excited about it, for real. If you say, well, we're going to have a prosperity seminar. Oh, yeah. Woo, glory to God. We're going to have a healing seminar. Woo, yeah. Glory to God. We're going to have how you can walk in love better seminar. I may be busy. No, Brother Keith, I need you to tell me how to get my bills paid. We are. Faith works by love. It all works by love. Well, I'm wanting God to heal me. I'm wanting God to pay my bills. God is love. You're wanting something from love. Well, everything operates by sowing and reaping. Sow love and reap love. Do you know that prosperity and blessings, material blessings, are love from God I'm talking about, is love manifested to you?
Yes.
Do you know that healing is love manifested to you?
Yes.
Forgiveness is love manifested
yes.
to you?
Yes.
Then you want to reap some more love.
Yes.
Then you should be interested in
sowing love.
And who knows more about this than anybody? Love himself. And here it says, you are God taught. You're taught by love how to love. Well, that's being taught by the best. Everybody said out loud, I am taught by the best. I'm taught by love how to love. Now, the problem is in our society, when you say love, people's minds goes in a thousand different directions. So many don't have a clue what love is. Love, first of all, isn't a feeling. Love isn't a feeling. God is love. Love is a command. It's an order. And so many people don't keep the command based on feelings. You don't have to feel like you love somebody to love them. Had three nods and a two, that's right. See, this is new ground for so many people. You do not have to feel like you love somebody to love them. In fact, you're loving them the most when you feel like slapping them. But you don't. You feel like telling them off. But you tell them something good instead. Go to John, please. 15. John 15. We have been talking for some weeks now about how to keep the love command. And we're believing that we are God taught in this. And that we're not just going through a series, but God's teaching us as a faith and as a church family. And we're growing up in this. And we're going to walk in love with each other. And with all our family and believers and with everybody. More than we ever have. And do a better job at it than we ever have. That wasn't half the crowd agreeing with me. I have a mission, a commission concerning this. And if I don't feel like we're getting it, you know what I'll do, don't you? Huh? How long do you want to hear about this? Is it important? It is so important. It is so vital that we take this seriously like God does. Of all the things He commanded us as the New Testament command, all the other things He could have said in all time and eternity, this is the one He picked.
That's right.
We should respect that.
Yes.
If this is number one to Him, it should be number one to us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Love Rejoices, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106H. That's R1106H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.